up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. I'm your host, Bethany, and I'm joined by my co-host. We have Meek Dez, Miss Meek, and we have Elizabeth. What's up, y'all?
Hey, guys. What
up? Here at Crazy Sexy Cool, we give our black-ass millennial opinions about the crazy, the sexy, and the cool hot topics. And, you know, let's just jump into it because this week has been a whole lot. But today was a lot for me, y'all. I just need a quick moment to vent to my mommy friends because kids are assholes. Kids are assholes. So today in particular, so with Prince, 2 weeks ago, he took his school scissors and gave himself a trim. He cut his hair. He cut a patch into like the side to the point where it looks like a little Gumby cut, like it's asymmetrical. There's nothing I can do about it. I tried braiding it just to kind of hide it, but he's growing his hair out on the side, so he just looked real silly. So I'm like, damn. So I told him, because of that, he has to ask for permission to use scissors. School scissors, any scissors. So he had to use scissors for class downstairs. So I'm like, sure, go ahead, do your thing. And what did he do later on that day? He cut the cord on his headphones.
No.
Like, I'm just so...
No, he did.
He did. So he can only hear, out of one ear. So I'm like, what the fuck? So again, you know, I had to put him on punishment and tell him, like, you don't use scissors for that. You use it for schoolwork, you know, when you're cutting out for different projects that we're doing together. But he still has to ask me for permission to use scissors. Today, I'm doing inventory for Bikini Honey, and he comes up and he's just so sweet, like, Mom, can I use the scissors to cut out the solar system? I want to make, you know, I want to cut out the planets. I'm like, yeah, you know, the construction paper is, you know, downstairs for you. Do your thing. I come downstairs, and what did he do?
Scared ass.
Cut a hole into my couch.
The new one?
My new couch, my nigga. He cut a hole into my couch. Y'all,
I would have cried. I ain't gonna hold you.
Just like leave and look away because I don't spank him. I don't put my hands on him. There's ways to communicate, you know, my frustration.
About that on the show. Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I just looked away and I was like, go to your room. He went upstairs, he started crying, and I went to go check on him like 30 minutes later, passed out sleep. So I went to the liquor store to get myself a drink. Bruh, they are sold out of Bel Air. They are sold out of Bamboo. So my ass is over here drinking a vodka soda. Like, I have to woosah. Because I literally just got that couch like 3 months ago, bro. Like,
bro. Yeah, I would have cried. I would have been crying.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because I can't do anything about it. I
right.
Feel your pain, like,
it's just so tacky. And it's like my, you know, three-seater sofa. And it's in the middle cushion. Like,
how
there's no way.
It? Yeah, you have to get a whole new couch. There's no way.
No. Not getting a couch.
How big is the hole?
It's like the size of a... Oh, shit. Like
a quarter.
I'd say it's the size of a quarter.
Can you remove the cushion? Can you, like, is it one of those that you
can take it off?
But I can't turn it around or do anything to hide it. So I'm just going to have to buy, like, some furniture, like, some fabric glue and, like, patch it somehow.
That's what I was about to say, like, patch it from the inside.
You can literally see the white stuffing inside.
Coming
like,
out.
What was he doing?
I don't know. Cause how
maybe
did he
was. See, listen. Let me tell you how Prince probably did. He probably was trying to like lay it on the couch and then cut it on the couch or something. Didn't realize when he lift up the paper, it's like, oh, I got a hole. I didn't know.
Nice try, bitch, but that wasn't it.
That definitely wasn't it.
Because he was working in the dining room on the glass table, and I saw that the plant is really small. And then I went back upstairs. So I don't know how he went from the dining room to the couch. And it's, and those scissors, you know, those school scissors, like for kids, yeah. Like you have to really like dig in to puncture it.
Yeah, I really want
to
know what
he was
doing.
I tried to save you, Prince. I tried to save you.
And why are you so cut happy all of a sudden? Like, where
is he? Like, he's cutting everything. Like, I called my dad and he's like, well,
I'm a kid, right?
I'll call him tomorrow and, you know, just like, just the parenthood shit that we have to go through. Like, first of all, furniture is not cheap, bruh. Uh-uh.
Nothing's cheap.
Like, I'm trying to make sure you have a beautiful home to live in. And throwing my shit.
Mommy.
Anywho, let's do a U-turn on this shit. Yeah, so Meek had a good idea. She saw something on the Red Table Talk with Jada, Willow, and Gammy. I'm not sure of her Jada's mom's name. I forgot.
I don't know her name either.
They call her Gammy. But, do you want to introduce this new icebreaker activity that we're going to do?
Yeah. So, all three of us, we write five words to describe one another, and we're going to share it. But also, we also had to write five words to describe ourselves. So the whole point of this is like, at times, and Gammy explained this on the show too, like at times we have a different perception of, we have our own perception of ourselves, and others have like their own personal perception of us. So it's real interesting to see like if anything like lines up with like the people that you're doing this exercise with.
Okay. And the fact that we're all Sagittarius and moms, I wonder like, what how this is gonna line up. Who wants to go first? Meek.
I already knew you was gonna say that.
I always call on Liz to be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Switch it up a little.
Okay. So for Liz, I have loyal, self-willed, direct, lovable, and vigorous.
Oh, that's so nice.
Did you say vigorous?
Yes.
Yes.
Why vigorous? What's that?
So vigorous. It's like it shows strength, like physical strength and health. So, like, and I said strong. I put strong, but I had to divide it because some people are like strong physically, but they're not strong mentally. So that's the reason why I put self-willed and vigorous to like notate that it's like she has both of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So for Elizabeth, I have stubborn.
Hey! I was going to put that. That was so funny. I was definitely going to put that.
I have stubborn. I have sneaky.
Oh!
I have supportive, intuitive, and reliable.
Okay.
What's the sneaky about?
Dog, come on. You know, Liz, she be moving. We don't be knowing what she really be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Liz. What you be doing?
And she know it. She know it too. She know it too.
What you got going on?
I don't be know. You know what? Maybe, okay, for me, I would say that. But you guys, because you guys live closer and you guys, you know, I guess you guys talk more often, you know more about Liz than I do sometimes.
And you know what's funny? Meek knows more about you than I do.
Okay.
But there's times that he knows more about what's going on with you than I do.
Right? That's true. Like, it's this weird triangle offense that we got going on here.
But we all, okay, but we all get caught. We all get caught up. Like, oh, okay, that's happening. Oh, okay, cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, because I find out stuff about Liz through you, Meek. You be putting her on Front Street, dog.
See, I be putting her on Front Street.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working on that.
But I appreciate it.
I said I'm working on it because, like, I got it. It's a thing called boundaries, and I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, so is this where Elizabeth does her?
Yeah. I'll pick one.
No, so no, tell us.
No,
tell
what's
us
your five
of yourself?
Oh, okay. So for myself, I got adventurous, private.
That's the same as sneaky.
That's why I laughed when I heard you said that.
Thank you.
Okay. Where did I leave off? Okay. Private, reserved, clumsy.
Okay.
And patient. You got five?
Okay.
Okay.
So you basically just said that you're private and reserved. Basically, you sneaky and you real selective on the information you share about yourself. Yeah.
No, not to you guys. A little bit. I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna talk about the conversation we had yesterday.
We're definitely not.
Wait, I mean, there's really nothing to talk about because I don't know what's going on because she's so reserved. All right.
Moving on. We didn't even hear what you said.
Repeat it. I'm working on boundaries, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay, so.
I'll start on Bethany. Okay. I put gracious, nurturing, conservative, sarcastic as fuck.
As fuck!
Wow.
And determined.
Cool. Elizabeth, what do you have for me? I'm scared. Now I'm terrified.
Don't even. I have free, creative, silly as fuck, intelligent, and
oh, okay, Diana. Look at that.
And foxy.
Hey, I love that. Oh,
I
like those. Okay.
I like those.
So, for myself, I have determined, practical, sensitive, independent, and versatile.
Talking about Sagittarius, we ain't sensitive. Where you get that from?
Nah, we sensitive as fuck. We just don't show nobody. Like, we just don't. People just don't see that shit, but we sensitive as shit. Like, for real.
Yeah.
A little bit. Maybe a little bit. Depends.
Okay, so I'm going to do Meek.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun.
All right, so for Meek, I have... Wait, I got six. Oh, shit.
Give me all, okay. Spam all, girl.
What, you want to hear all of them? Okay.
Give me all six of them.
So I have opinionated.
As fuck.
Sensitive.
As fuck.
Supportive as well. I have blunt,
as fuck,
generous, and philosophical.
Why you say as fuck?
All right. Yeah, she's philosophical as fuck.
As fuck.
Okay. What you got for me, Liz?
I got spiritual.
Ah. Let's talk about that energy, dog.
Powerful.
Ah.
Hey.
Trustworthy.
Okay.
Outgoing.
Yeah.
Brave. That's fine. Strong. I got strong.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank y'all.
We having a nice little kumbaya moment. What What do you have for yourself, Meek?
I have.
I'm so interested.
Unorthodox.
Yes.
Funny. Wonderful.
I mean, that's given. That's given.
I have intense.
Yeah.
Intuitive. Mm. And blunt.
Yep. Yeah, I had that one on there. Yep. Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Okay.
I liked it. This was a cute activity, Meek. I mean, building and bonding, you know?
For sure. Ooh. And like, y'all not that far off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure. So, yeah, let me take another sip before we quickly talk about some things that happened this week. Donald Trump and First Lady apparently have Dorona. I was up that night when it was, I guess, announced on Twitter. And Twitter just went crazy when, social media in general. Because usually, this is how it happens. It hits Twitter first, and then Instagram gets the news, and then Facebook, like, a week later. But this time, it happened really fast. So Donald Trump, you know, I guess he had a fever on Friday, and then was, they said he had COVID on Saturday, and was admitted to the hospital. It's just so ironic. Someone who is so, like, who has downplayed this virus so much since January to now, here we are in October, he has to go to the hospital. First Lady has to go to the hospital after the debate. Some people said during the debate, I'm not sure if you guys watched it. I watched half of it. I caught like the last 45 minutes of it. My thing is, I'm not looking to see if he looks sick or well or whatever. He is just an ugly motherfucker to me, so I really can't look at him. I just don't think he looks nice. So, and Joe Biden ain't cute either.
Yeah.
Meek, you're on mute right now. And so I wasn't looking for like a fever or was he like coughing or anything. He was just so... You know what? I will say this. He was a bit orange,
yellow in the face.
Like some jaundice looking at.
Yeah, like jaundice. Like, you know, like color, he didn't look like that.
Yeah, but I can't look at him. I can't watch him. He looks so Yeah. Bruh,
you want to talk about the Is it the Academy Award, like the series of 2020? Year 2020 is like its own series that you just cannot stop fucking like binge watching and looking because it's like it's always some shit going on. But I mean, I have some concerns because, like, and I have some questions because, like, you know, it's a whole thing that this ain't real. And that it's like it's a hoax to promote that cure that he's been trying to like the hydro, whatever.
Girl, I don't
hydrogen chloride, colloxide, whatever the fuck shit is. Anyway, that like basically he gonna come back like maybe like 2 weeks before the election or some shit talking about he got cured from taking that shit. Anywho, I'm not here to say if it's real or fake, but my concerns is like. What the fuck, like, y'all been making us wear these damn masks for all this time, like, talking through plexiglass, the kids are not in school, and y'all don't even have the decency to, like, take proper measures for the fucking president? Like, what, y'all, nobody was scanning or taking temperatures, were people getting tested, like...
Well, they said he showed up to the debate late, and so I guess he wasn't able to get... tested or so. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
That's what I'm saying. It just always sounds late. A bit fishy.
But he's always been like even during the debate he talked shit to Joe Biden for always wearing a mask. And it's like, well, but, think.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It's like what kind of precaution was going on within the realms of the White House? That's what I want to know. Like, no. This is just fucking crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
So I really just, I've been tuning this out. Like, I'm just ready for election night so I can just go ahead and cast my vote and tune everything the fuck out like I did 4 years ago. I'm sick. Like how you said, 2020 has just been throwing the most at us. Like, it is October, what, the 4th? October 4th? 2 days into October, shit just went yeah. wild.
You know, like, and right when you think that it's like, oh, like,
is high.
Yeah, like, right when you think that it's over, it's like some other shit come out the woodwork.
Right, you know, out of nowhere. You be like, again? Bro. Can we even get to Christmas?
Bro, no, we can't. Ain't no criminal, bitch.
I can't breathe in this motherfucker. Like,
I can't talk. Right. So, no, this is going to be real interesting. Like, it's to the point, like, before the whole announcement of him having COVID, at first I was thinking, like, because, like, I'm watching the debates, and I'm not for this motherfucker, but after watching the debates, I was like, yo, he really do got a chance at winning. Like, yeah, the way he was talking and the way he was, like, addressing things, I'm like, bro, like, and in a way, like, Joe was trying to come back low-key, like, I'm like, yo, he really got, like, he got a chance at winning this shit again. And now, with this whole COVID twist, I'm like, bro, I feel like I'm watching Days of Our Lives, like, but in real life. Then we gonna find out that somebody was sleeping with somebody's husband, like, and they had kids. That came, like, it's going to be some kind of crazy-ass twist.
It's a lot going on, especially, like, on social media. A lot of people are, like, you know, excited that Donald Trump basically caught the Rona. And a lot of people are wishing death on him. I just think it's all hilarious. And I'm just sitting back, like, this is just it's almost like watching a sporting event. It's like... One team is down by 20 and they're making a comeback and then somebody's hitting a game-winning shot. Like, it's just so much happening. You just can't predict. Like, with reality shows or whatever, you can kind of, it's kind of scripted, you know what I mean? But right. This, what we're watching and what we're seeing happen in real time is just, like, mind-blown. We don't know what's, tomorrow it could be something else. Like, right. Like true. Today, they're saying that he could be released from the hospital as soon as tomorrow. But this nigga basically, like, had a parade at the hospital and outside of the hospital. Like, he'd gotten the SUV so he could wave to his supporters outside. Supporters. And so people are like, bro, you're putting your Secret Servicemen in jeopardy. You're going, giving like a tour at the hospital to, you know, say hello to people. Bro, so if you have COVID, nigga, you're supposed to be isolated. Like, why are people not taking the proper precautions to keep this
but specifically like the White House, that's right. But also, this is my question, and in no way am I trying to wish death on this man, because I don't believe in that type of shit. But just so have, if he does pass away, what happens? Like, does Pence then become president? And then, like, what is the scenario? Like, what happens?
That's a good question.
Do we have the bylaws of the presidency of how? Because I know, like, if something happens to the president, then it's the, you know, the vice president. But since we're so close to the election, how does that? And do they have, like, an alternate Republican, you know, runner up? Like, how do they do that?
Look, I think it would be Pence, and he would have to debate. He would have to run. Like, I feel like that's what it would have to be. But that's a good question. I would love for someone to let us know what happened.
Right. I heard Pence is actually way worse than Trump.
Oh yeah. I've heard that. So yeah. he's no.
And that was the main reason why they weren't so big on, like, you know, impeaching him, because Pence was
either
like
way. It was like, yeah. Right. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Let's just go ahead and move on to another topic, another hot topic. A lot of people have issues with celebrities starting OnlyFans accounts. So the latest person, the latest celebrity, I guess, to join OnlyFans is the one and only Tyga. And I was just telling Liz, like, what? before the shutdown, the three of us went out to the club. It was the last time we were able to go clubbing together.
Oh yeah, he performed.
See Tyga performed. And so yeah, he posted a photo. It's him and like eight women. It is explicit. Okay. I mean it's
our licking
cat.
Clits. All right. It's
booty cat everywhere, honey.
It's just for JJ's.
Yeah.
And
you know what? I'm just not realizing. I'm gonna have to go back into that photo. Was there?
Yeah.
Were there any dark-skinned women?
Yes, there was. There was one. And she was damn near licking somebody's ass. I remember.
I mean...
there was one.
She's not even dark-skinned. She's kind of like light.
She's black, dog. She's black. Let's not do that.
Black,
let's not
Look again. Look again.
I'm just talking about colorism that happens in hip-hop. And when it comes to selling sex, a lot of people do not have dark-skinned women.
I mean, I'm glad there's no like dark sisters in that picture, because that picture.
I am looking at this. I see this whole girl's asshole. Like, this is crazy.
like the discoloration rim around the shit. Yeah,
Where do you see that?
And then the crazy thing is, the gag is these girls are butt booty hole naked, and he's fully dressed.
He got his shirt on, but he got his shoes. Girls don't even have
the
shoes on.
The part that needs to be exposed is not exposed.
Speaking of, someone, I guess, is paying for his OnlyFans. I'm not sure how much, because, like, I'm not going to pay to see Tyga. Like, I'm cool.
At all.
Someone did, and they took a screenshot.
It's $5. You can put in a dollar. I put in, like, $1.50. You know, like, we could all go in. Because I want to see if his hip really do, because packing, like,
I don't know what he's doing, but apparently he at least took a picture of his meat, and you know, the girls are really excited because he has a nice size. But when I see that, I'm just like, okay, it's big, but so what? Because there are guys with big dicks who don't know what to do with it.
Don't know, so not
it's
nothing.
Just like, okay, that looks cool, but so what?
They don't know shit. Bro, that's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing ever to have a dick like. And then like it got like this, it's like really thick at the top. And then it goes, he low-key kind of got like a cone dick, cuz it kind of goes skinny up there. You know what I mean?
What you call it?
The dick doctor over here.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm cool on this OnlyFans. I mean, Meek, if you get an account and you'd like,
subscribe, we can all one.
Share the password, okay?
We can share the password.
Just share the password.
So he shaves? Did he get some laser hair removal?
He must.
Yeah, laser
hair. A little manscaping.
It's crazy how motherfuckers stay dark down there, right?
I have a question. Do y'all care if men like manscape? What do you care about, like, their grooming?
This is the thing, is that like a little hair is fine. It's just that when it gets, especially around the ball area, when your balls are covered in hair, it's going to become musky. Okay. It gets musky down there. So, and it's a natural thing because of the sweat glands that happen from growing hair. So it's natural. It's not that you don't take care of yourself, but if you out there playing basketball and shit and got hairy balls, like, more than likely your balls gonna be funky as shit. And also for the men that don't manscape, you get shit stuck in your hair too. So,
oh my god,
you know what?
That just gave me the ugliest visual.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, like, y'all really should be taking care of yourselves. And also, y'all have, like, a high chance of getting, like, ingrown hairs and shit. That shit is just not cool. It's not cool.
So, you asked us, Bethany, do we care? Yes.
Okay.
I do. I think it stinks. I mean, I'm not putting hairy balls in my mouth, so. And I care.
But I will say that darker brothers, y'all got some leeway down, though. You know what I'm saying? Like the dick is not always attractive. Like, it's not always appealing. But, like, for some reason, them chocolate dicks, they just look so damn good. Like, I don't know why. And then, like, you know, I don't mind if they got a little bit of hair. But, like, if your hair, like, don't match and shit, you got a pink dick. And you know, dark hair or
pink dick. What's that?
Pink dicks. Light skin. Look, yes, I have had sex with white men, but light skin dudes be having pink dicks too.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Manscaping is cool. Like, I'm not. I don't need a guy to go completely like bald down there. I like a little bit, you know. Or if he decides that he doesn't want to, then cool. I like the happy trail.
You like them.
And I like chest hair, too.
You like taco meat. That's disgusting.
I don't like taco meat. Bethany.
Do you comb your fingers through it?
Disgusting. You play with it? That's a strong word.
Do you comb your fingers natural? Through it? Do you comb your fingers?
I'll be putting little twisties on it, you know, little
drapes. Get the beeswax. Like, come here, baby.
Get a part it down the middle, you know.
Come here,
right? Everybody, me.
I haven't dated many men with that much chest hair, but when they do, I'm just like, oh, that's dope. It's something so masculine and, you know, sexy about it.
Who got it? You know what I mean? Like, and also how it grows in. Like, if you,
it could be soft.
If your body hair is hella childish and you just got patches everywhere, I'm gonna just need you to just cut. to cut that shit. You know what I mean? Like, if you got, you know, male pattern baldness on your fucking chest,
I'm gonna need you to breathe. Stop.
Wait. Need to cut it.
cut it. Hey. Yeah. So, if you could think of any celebrity that you would want to start an OnlyFans, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Girl, I start rubbing my nipples when you see.
So, I know who I would want. I would want Rihanna.
Yeah, see, no, you're right. Because, like, Riri, she just how she just sexy. She could just wake up and make eggs in that shit. You'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look, oh, my God.
Look how she's grabbing up eggs.
Yes, honey.
You know who I would want?
Savage Fenty lingerie.
You know who I would want to make an OnlyFans?
Young who, my nigga? Young Thug, bro?
Young Thug.
What do you want to see from
Young Thug?
Bro, he's giving me this androgynistic, like, energy about him, man. Like, low-key, like, I could watch him fuck a dude and a girl and be okay with that. I don't know if he's into that. I don't know if he's into that, but, like, he's, like, giving me that energy, like, where I'm like, bruh. And then low-key, it looked like he could whoop somebody ass, too. Like, I get that vibe from him, man. I don't know why.
This is different.
I don't know why, man. But I'm like, I want to see if he eats pussy and how he eats pussy. Like, I really want to see that. He look like he can snatch some souls.
Okay. Elizabeth, would you like to see make an OnlyFans account? Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, Wiz.
What would you watch him do? Like, work out or some shit? Like,
smoke weed.
Eat.
Fuck
bitches. Smoke weed. Do laundry. Smoke weed.
Take a shower, smoke weed.
Smoke weed.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you about to smoke.
No, you've been looking good in the gym, though. You've been well. I was watching them stories.
Y'all need a workout date, a gym date.
Let's find out what gym he has
been in.
And then we can all pitch in, put you on a flight, get you a one day pass. And you can y'all can be like, oh my god, Wiz, crazy, this is my year.
You know I'm not even doing that, so
crazy.
Not happening.
Ah. You know, but I would like to see what's that dude name that makes that song. Dang, I gotta find it. Never mind. Go ahead, B. Do you have to find it? I have to find it.
Who else would I want to see? As like maybe a guy. Oh, you know who I think would make a bomb OnlyFans?
Who?
Teyana Taylor and Iman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their chemistry is just so dope that I just want to peek. Just let me watch.
So cute.
Right?
Just let me watch. And I'm cool. Just a one-time subscription fee of like whatever, like pay-per-view, you know?
Remember when they had their own show?
Oh yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I'm looking for. That's still TV friendly, huh? Yeah. That ain't it.
Crazy. What his name is Burna Boy.
Okay. So what about Burna Boy? It makes you
what not about Burna Boy?
What tell me, because I don't know much about him.
I don't know what he's swinging like, but
what did he look like?
He looked tall
and in the tracks.
Meek, you 4'11, everybody's tall.
First off,
and then she's so like, you know, like political and spiritual and, you know, all positive. But then be one of these little rough.
Oh, I love being a thug. Low key, I used to date a dog.
It'd be like, huh?
I love being a thug.
You don't want that?
I don't know. Burna Boy would be, I don't know anything
this
about him.
This motherfucker looks like he could be a vampire. Like, he just,
okay. Oh my god. I don't know about that. All right. So our good R&B singer, he goes by the name of Eric Benet. He tweeted something that kind of had social media buzzing. What Meek said is he didn't cite his sources, but the tweet says, theoretically, a man could impregnate 4 women a day per year. A woman can give birth only once a year. If birth control was the objective, science created the pill for the wrong gender. What do you guys think about that? You guys already know how I feel about birth control. I think we're all on the same page as far as like being women and having taken birth control before, the shit sucks.
It's not healthy. It's not good at all. At all. I'm completely against it, to be honest.
Yeah.
You said what, you never taken it?
No, I never took in birth control. I was always scared to take birth control.
Yeah. No, it's I know that it works for some women, but like to me, it's just not healthy. Like you have a better, to me, what I do is I just track my period. I know when to fuck and when not to fuck. Like that simple. And I think that's another dangerous part of it is that when we have all these technologies and this medicine coming out to regulate our bodies, we start forgetting what our body is actually capable of doing. So it's like, if you only know that like you're only capable of getting pregnant during a certain window, why the fuck are you gonna poison your body for the rest of the months to avoid that? Just don't fuck on that day. Like,
yeah, But, you know, a lot of people don't want us to have, you know, control over our bodies. So it's like, well, here, take this to regulate it. But then, you know, they're, for me, I feel like it's just so much smarter for men to take it, because whatever they can do to keep sperm from impregnating an egg, I would much rather stop the sperm instead of making the egg or the woman's body like block it. I feel like it should be the men. Like, just like it says in the tweet, like, four women, he could impregnate four women a day, which is like 1,460 pregnancies. If you were to, you know, do the math, that's a lot. And birth control, personally, for my family, I had a cousin who had a stroke and they linked it to her birth control. She was 28 years old when she had a stroke. And she was like, by that time, I was taking birth control for 12 years straight, like high dosages, excuse me, because she was getting the Depo-Vera shot, like right into her arms is a high dosage. Never, you know, been pregnant, but she never skipped, you know, getting her shot. And so for 12 years, she has this in her body, and then she had to go cold turkey. Like, there's a reason why, you know, the doctor's like, hey, you can't get this shot anymore because it can cause a stroke. For my mother, she had two brain aneurysms and a stroke because of birth control. Her blood pressure was so high, mixed with the birth control, it just was like a disaster. It was a recipe for her body to just fail. And I feel like for the men, why wouldn't you want something to keep you from getting a woman pregnant? What I saw someone say in the comments was like, you would be better off, you would be comfortable knowing if you're taking a pill or a shot or whatever the male birth control would be, you know, if you took it and you know, if a woman is lying, talking about I'm pregnant, you know what I mean? Like, it just will give you more of a peace of mind by taking it. I just don't understand why everything has to fall on the woman. Like, so, why?
So the thing is that the gag is that birth control it was not meant for what they promoted it to be. Like, that was the honky dory narrative that they pumped through media and everything to for us to be okay with it, you know, being given out. But birth control, like, and there's some people might not believe this, but it's true, that birth control is a way of controlling the population, particularly a population of certain groups, like poor groups, yeah. And also ethnic backgrounds of like people of color. So they were going in the urban areas and promoting birth control, and they did most of their trial and error work in like third world countries. But then on the contrary, when it became to like suburban, like white communities, they were actually trying to promote women to have more kids. So it was not meant for this whole birth control thing. Like, no, like it's strictly to control the population growth of certain communities. And that's what it's for. And that's the reason why, like, I'm completely against it. Like, BU stated some of the physical backlashes of birth control. I personally myself have suffered from depression that was triggered.
Oh my God, bro. Depression. I took it like in my early 20s, and I wasn't even like sexually active, but I was told, you know, I go get my pap smear, go get my annual checkup. And of course, I think, you know, it's the doctor's like job to always mention, here's some birth control. You should try this out. If it works for you, I can, you know, write you a prescription. Cool. So I'm like, cool, whatever, free birth control. I think it was like 3 months worth. When I tell you, I fell into the deepest depression, and this is not even my personality to be so down about anything. And not only was I depressed, I was so anxious to the point where I would have like these mini panic attacks. Like, I was just so anxious and just nervous about everything. And I just couldn't figure it out. I remember like trying to figure out what was wrong with me, and I'm Googling things, and come to find out, the main thing it always brought me back to was birth control. And I was like, got it. I'm never taking this shit again. Meek, you're on mute.
And no, yeah, definitely. Like that was a main thing. It took me 3 years of depression to link it back to my birth control. And it wasn't until I went like cold turkey and I take nothing where I started realizing like each year just got better. It got down to the point where it was a specific time in the year I knew it was going to get triggered. And like I would brace myself for it every single time. And then like after I stopped taking birth control, I found myself for that season, that depression season, and it didn't come. And I was like, wait, what? Like, you know, so then after that, I was like, yo, I'm completely sworn off of it. Like, I definitely and then like some guys feel some type of way about it. I don't know if you guys ever have experienced this, but a guy asks, you know, are you on birth control? I, you know, low key, that's his way of saying, like, can I shoot the club up? It's yeah. Like, and like, when you say no, you know, like, this energy of like disappointment. Like, first off, nigga, no, you're not shooting this club up. But second off, like, the fuck? Like, no. And that's how guys see it. Guys see it as like a way to alleviate the responsibility off of them. Like, oh yeah, she's on birth control. No, at the end of the day, there still can be mishaps. It can still be misused. And like, you can still get pregnant. Like, yes. You can definitely still get pregnant. And so it's a lot of myths going on. To me, it's not safe. I don't think it's safe. I rather rely on my God-given cycle and learn about my cycle and depend on my cycle than to depend heavily on some medicine that has shown me what, you know, the effects that it can cause. So
yeah.
So you don't think it's safe for men or women? So
I didn't know. Well, the reason why I don't think it's safe is because it puts this illusion as though like there's a bulletproof vest there, as though children can't come from that. Also, it promotes unsafe sex. So men, you know, will, you know, see a woman and say like, oh, you using birth control, and say, and she says yes, so like now you're not using protection. Like, no dog, like you don't even know this girl. You know what I'm saying?
You can still catch a STD.
STD or something. So like I just think just like the way that it's promoted is not safe, and the way that it's been practiced is not safe either. You know, and I just don't think it's healthy at all. Like, yeah. So.
Ooh, child. Yeah. So that started a good conversation. I really would love for there to be a male birth control, just so the tables can turn a bit, and that the pressure can be alleviated and go from women to men, so they can see.
But
like,
Don't you find it a bit ironic that the medicine that they do have for men is for more ejaculation? Like, it's for heighten their sex drive. That's what I'm saying. They actually do have a couple of birth controls for men, but it's just not highly promoted. Also, like, I've been reading this article where like some author is connected to be able to procreate, so Jesus like in some type of way. No, like really, like when it comes down to like gender roles, like in some way, a man's masculinity is kind of tied into his ability to be able to procreate. And it's also the same way with women. Like you are some women are looked at as less than if they're not able to have a baby. A man is looked at as strong as he's able to like actually you know, procreate. So it goes both ways as well. So it's a lot of crazy stuff, especially when it comes down to reproduction.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to segue on to our red light special. If you guys have a question for us ladies of the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, shoot us a DM at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod on Twitter, or an email at crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com, and we just may answer your question on the show. So today we have some, I guess they're asking for advice on how to handle a situation. So this person had a friend ask them to borrow money. And this was before the pandemic hit. They lent this person the money. And now he wants to know, is it wrong to ask for the money back now?
Yeah, like, why give out the money if you didn't have it to give? Period. Yep.
That's what my dad always told me. You don't lend money unless you have it to give, because you might not ever see it again, and you're just going to have to eat it, bro.
My question is, it's like, what's the history with this person? Like, even if I do have money to give, if it's a certain person, I'm probably going to say something just to, like, make a point with that person. So that way they know next time, like, I'm, like don't ask me for no money. Because I think it's bad character to just borrow money from somebody and then just go on your merry way and act as though, like, that person, like, you said borrow. You didn't say, can I have? You said borrow. So, bro, like, if it happens
so much.
No, it does. It definitely does happen a lot. And as to why I don't give money out.
Right.
Like, I'm
right.
In my family, yeah, like, I'm not that person that would be like, oh, I'm going to just ask Meek. Nah, no, because you probably going to hear some shit from me, depending on what it's for. But yeah, I probably would say something. But like, if you need it, home, like, homie, like, yeah, you fucked yourself over, because you shouldn't be like shelling money out like that anyway. Look,
so I'm looking at my list of what I said about your characteristics, Meek, and I had generous as one of those. So are you generous?
I am generous, but I'm also not. I know y'all heard me say this before, over and over. I do not support bad behavior within adults. I just don't. Like, right. I'm very generous.
It makes her so mad.
Like, it does. Like, it makes me itch. It makes me crawl. Like, when if someone, like, because what it does is it spoils the well for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if I see someone that's actually doing a thing and whatever, like, I'm not going to put them through the stringer. Like, you know, you need help. You don't even have to ask. Like, I'm all for that. But if I see someone over here being all lackadaisical and, like, fucking late, you know what I'm saying? Like, not doing shit. And then, like, I have a situation where it's, like, my mom constantly asking my mama for money. Like, you lucky I'm not fucking around, because I would say something. My mom's not going to say anything, but I would definitely say something, you know? Mm-hmm. And I do think that it's enabling badass behavior amongst adults. Like, yeah. Hell no.
When it comes to people asking for anything, I already know what it takes for someone to even come to you to ask. You know what I mean? So I always try to be as gentle as possible with my no. Because more than likely, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm going to say no. Unless you my nigga and I know that you're in a bind and I got it. Here you go. It's yours. We cool. You don't have to worry about paying back. You know what I mean? However, if I'm ever in a bind, not saying I'm expecting you to reach out to help, but I think, you know, it should be some sort of reciprocity here.
No, absolutely. See, so like, yeah. my favorite type of relationships is when we do for each other and I'm not keeping a tally. Like, that's just way too much.
Right.
Mental.
That's what we do now.
Yeah, like bam, like, oh, you got lunch, bam, you know, next day dinner, whatever. Like, and I'm not over here calculating, well, you know, I gave Bethany this and blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Or you and I be like, if I saw something for you and it was a dancing, so I'm like, Brent, I got it. Don't even worry about it. I like those type of relationships. None of my friends are the type that where I got to feel like I got to tally up some shit. Like, I've gotten all those people out of my fucking life.
Right.
No, for real.
Don't
and
around.
And for me, I feel like anybody who's borrowed money from me, like, if I had it, I gave it to you. But like, if you borrow and then you just act like you didn't owe me or you didn't ask to borrow it, just I won't even want it back. At that point, don't even tell me, you know, I don't even want it back. Keep it, and I will just never loan you money ever again.
Right. I feel like this is one of the main reasons, like, friendships and relationships fall apart because of financial situations like this. And here we are in a pandemic, and this person's like, we're in a pandemic and I kind of like need that back.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
so I had a situation happen to me. This happened years ago where like a friend called and asked to borrow money. all right, cool. You don't even got to tell me the story. Like, cool. And then I never asked her to pay me back. And never did I receive it back. Just so happened, like, a couple of months later, I had asked to borrow the exact same amount. But it wasn't, I wasn't even thinking about it. I, like, needed it real quick, whatever. So she ended up and let me borrow it. And then, like, literally the next week was like, yeah, so, you know, that. And, like, best believe
you lost your mind?
I, like, you know, memo to self was like, all right, cool. I gave it back. You know, I was planning on paying her back, but, like, I gave it back. But I was like, all right, cool. Memo to self, cool. You're definitely not one of those. Like, never again.
Do it again, me.
You what?
That look, yeah. You just did, like,
yeah.
No. Definitely not one of those.
Yeah, yeah. B, you did it.
Never again.
Yeah, so I don't think it's wrong to ask for it back. I mean, we are in a pandemic and shit is just different. I mean, it's just, if they're going to give it to you or not, they got it. Cool. But don't expect someone to be like, hey, I got you. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you that money back when you helped me out back in fucking December, January, when things was all good. I mean, you could be like, well, they're getting unemployment or they're working essential work. I don't know what their financial situation is. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask and then see where it goes from there.
Also, don't be afraid to say no. Because, yeah, like, everyone has this, like, to me, like, this perceived notion that you, like, because we relatives, are we friends, that I gotta be fucking Mother Teresa. Fuck no. Like,
no.
No. Like, yeah, so no, don't be afraid to say no.
I'm not.
I'm not either. No.
Because, man, the folks that always say yes, they always be like, they always feel so underappreciated. Like, bro, like.
You could have said no, dog.
You could have said no. You got choices.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. All right, before we wrap up the show, Miss Meek, do you have a quote of the week? She ain't got no quote, dog. All right.
Bro.
So, we're going to wrap up today's episode. Yeah. Make sure you follow us on all platforms. We are on Twitter, Crazy Sexy Cool Pod. We're on Instagram at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod. You can email us, crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com. You can watch us on YouTube, bitch, okay? Count the Dings, Bomb Network. Make sure you watch us. We love the comments. We love all the interaction. So we appreciate you guys. Until next week, we'll holla. We might have a quote next week.
We might not.
We might not, bitch. All right, y'all take care. See you next week.
Peace.